cotton candy Christianity, so-called sugar-coated Christianity. Orthodox Christianity has missed the mark. That is why it has failed to impact society. It has given place to Satan. It is on the run, afraid, powerless. We are saved by confessing Jesus, not confessing our sins. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your hearts that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Romans 10:9. There is no guilt attributed to mankind because Jesus took it all upon himself. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Hebrews 10:10. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8:1. Holiness does not come from obedience. Here is the truth about holiness, or righteousness. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all that believe. For there is no difference. Romans 3:22. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 1 Corinthians 1:30. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Philippians 3:9. Why are so many Christians poor and weak? God is our Heavenly Father. Jesus bore stripes for our healing. Unbelief is rampant in Orthodox Christianity. It holds on to platitudes and denies the power of God to actually change lives and therefore change society. Yes, a man may say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. James 2:18. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. James 2:26. Most Christians are like the servant who received one talent and went and hid it. Anyone who invests their gift from God will see increase. Sowing and reaping is the core principle in the Bible. But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. 2 Corinthians 9:6. The reality is that Orthodox Christianity has taught a bunch of hogwash. Deny the above scriptures if you will. It is the Word of God, and it will stand against tradition, error, and just plain stubbornness.